Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive with your host, Cindy Sharp. It's a Sharpening Your Spirit radio show where we support spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business and to create raving, loving fans through a beautiful, loving message. So today we have a pretty neat show going on. I'm pretty excited about it. And the reason it is because it's something that comes up a lot when I'm working with clients and when I'm talking to others that have spiritual businesses. And I thought, you know, this would make a really good topic of discussion. And I call this show the woo-woo word. But really what this show is about, it is about that little bit of trepidation, a little bit of fear, a little bit of not knowing how to really kind of come out of our spiritual box and say spirituality, you know, we have a spiritual business or we are a spiritual person. And I think that this is such a neat topic of discussion because, as I said, I find that lots of people really struggle with this. And that is maybe the fear of what other people will think, maybe that they may be judged by family or friends. Maybe they don't think the world, you know, on some level is ready for their message. And today we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how to be a spiritual entrepreneur in a really wonderful, beautiful, conscious way. So as we break into this conversation, let's share a couple of real quick things, and that is, again, this show is for spiritual entrepreneurs. We do it in 15 minutes, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. And it's where you get one great little message to drop onto your business each day. And that message can be something that helps change things for you, or it can be something that just makes you a little bit more conscious of how you are running your business and things that you're doing with your business. And often we have ideas for you to kind of take home and work on. So just thought I'd share that with you today. So let's talk a little bit about this. I'm going to call it the woo-woo word. And this, place where we get where we're really, you know, not sure of being able to say what it is that we do or say that we're a spiritual entrepreneur. And I have, you know, some great little ideas around this to help you, but I also think it's a really good conversation to really get into. And that is, so my first question is, have you ever felt like, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle to get out there and say what I really do, or I haven't gotten comfortable with it yet. I haven't just, you know, kind of melted into it yet. Or I can say it when I'm with my woo-woo friends, but I'm not as comfortable when I'm, you know, maybe in a different environment that maybe includes family and friends that are not, maybe are not as understanding. So first off, the first thing that I want to talk about is, you know, if we're really afraid of saying, you know, what it is that we do, or that there's any struggle around this, you know, which is basically who we are, right? We are spiritual beings in this human experience. We are a person that has a purpose on this earth and wants to make a huge difference. We are somebody that has beautiful healing energy, and however that looks, we want to share it with the world and help others and heal others. And so what really message are we sending to ourselves personally if we are not powering ourselves to accept ourselves and accept the message that we have for others? So let's just talk a little bit about that first, because, you know, one thing that I teach a lot and I talk about a lot is empowering your gift. And empowering your gift is a part of acceptance and knowing that you were put here for this beautiful, gorgeous, special purpose, and to be able to walk into, you know, the energy of that purpose, and to walk into the fact that this is your gift. This is why you're here. And so what kind of a message are we sending out if we're having a little bit of, the word trepidation just keeps coming to my mind, in regards to speaking our truth, in regards to sharing what it is that we do? And so let's talk a little bit about this purpose-driven business that we have and why we might want to yell from the rooftops, hey, here's what I do. So one thing is that it's so important to send a message to ourselves and to the universe that we're proud of who we are, that we've accepted this role, that we're ready to take this role head on and forge through whatever is brought to us so we can heal others and heal ourselves. So first off, I really want you to take a thought about that, or a little bit of a thinking about that, or a little bit of a heartfelt opening up about that, and that is, what kind of message are we sending to ourselves if we're afraid to say the woo-woo word? If we're afraid to say that we are a spiritual entrepreneur, what kind of message are we sending to ourselves? What kind of message are we sending to the universe, which has called us to this great, beautiful vision? You know, the point of having this gift is to heal others and to help others. And the universe has called us on this big mission. And what kind of a message are we sending to the universe? You know, a lot of times when I work with spiritual entrepreneurs, they struggle with that acceptance of low of prosperity in their business. They struggle with charging. They struggle with, you know, asking for money for something that they do. They feel they just need to give this gift away. And here's where it starts. Here's where the struggle starts when it comes to prosperity consciousness. And that is when you're not giving a clear enough message to the universe that you're ready. So forget about all, you know, there's so much stuff on the law of attraction, and you have to feel this way and say these things and visualize this. Let's just forget about all that. Let's just start at the very beginning of what's really the first step. And the first step is walking into this role in a big, beautiful, powerful way and being able to stand on your feet and say, I'm a healer. I'm a spiritual business. I own a spiritual business. I am a spiritual entrepreneur. I'm a light worker. Whatever it is that you say that shares what it is that you do, the thing that we have to do is we have to be able to move into that energy of, it's okay. I've been called. I'm going to walk through whatever is holding me back. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I don't mind saying what I do. If people don't accept me, it's okay. It's not my deal. It's their deal. So as we go through talking about that and we talk about accepting our gift, accepting ourselves, and accepting the woo-woo word, I have a little bit of a suggestion that I think is, you know, really kind of a neat way to look at it. And that is, you know, sometimes, look, stand up and be as big as you possibly can. There's nothing wrong with that. And to create prosperity in your business, the first step, again, is sharing with the universe, I'm ready. I'm not holding anything back. I don't need to be in the spiritual closet, so to speak. I'm ready to, you know, jump out in a big way. But it's also okay if you're like, you know, I hear what you're saying, Cindy. I totally get it. And yes, I feel that way, but I still have a little bit of nerves around this. You know, I still my boots are still shaking a little bit in regards to really stepping out big and saying something like that. So here is something that you can say instead that is beautiful to say because it opens up the discussion. It opens up the discussion and people will ask you more questions when you say it like this, and that is, I am a conscious entrepreneur, or I have a conscious business. I am a conscious healer. Use the word conscious instead of spiritual, so you're just replacing one word with another word. And when you use the word conscious, it's very intriguing, this little thing that happens. But people are very interested in knowing, well, what does that really mean? And that gives you the ability to do some teaching, to do some educating on what you do, and to be able to come across in a very loving manner where you really are just embracing the fact that people are interested in what you do and you're able to share with them. So if the word spirituality still gives you a little bit of, I'm not sure if I'm ready to do that. And believe me, there's going to be a day where you're going to jump right out and you're going to want to do that. But in the meantime, to get yourself started on this beautiful path, to get yourself moving forward in that beautiful flow, try using the word conscious. It's a beautiful thing to be conscious. And people do ask more questions when you use that word. Just try it and see what happens. So that is the show for the day. The thought process today is, have you accepted that you are ready to jump out and use the woo-woo word? And if you haven't, is there another way that you can say it that not only you feel more comfortable, but other people are more interested or have more questions about what you do? So that is our show for the day. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. Hope you've enjoyed the woo-woo word. Remember that as a spiritual business coach that I support and help spiritual healers to heal their business and create raving, loving fans. If you would like to have a free session with me or any other of my free things that I give, please come to sharpeningyourspirit.com and take a look at what I have to offer. And in the meantime, I send you with love and light and always a big kiss. Thank you and have a beautiful day.